Welcome. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. We are dockside today as we get ready for the 94th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race, which begins tomorrow morning at 11:30 will be the first start of the day. And we're going to do an extra hour of the show today. We'll be on from 3 to 6, so we start a little earlier. And we go a little longer, and all that is fine. Dan Collins was going to be my first guest, but Tom Riepel is sitting in for him, and we're going to talk about Set Sail for Autism to get things going. This is a great program, and I know I did this lead-in already, and you gave the answer already, but nobody heard it, Tom, so we got to do it again. But a couple of years back now, it was Dorothy Latham that I would talk to about Set Sail for Autism when the program was just kind of starting out. And the Lathams were one of the first boats to actually take an individual and have them help bringing the boat back from the island. Now we've kind of advanced to the stage where we've actually got young men and women with autism who actually sail on the boats.
Right, yeah. And what it is the whole purpose was to help demonstrate their capabilities and also to give these young adults and their families experiences tied to sailing. So it really evolved when Dorothy and Paul Latham agreed to bring actually two sailors back with them, and they bring their parents with them, so they're not alone. It was a great experience for them, but Paul mentioned at that time, he said his the thing he got most out of it is the parents' response. You know, they looked and they were surprised how well their kids, you know, did. And so subsequent to that, every year, this is our seventh year, we've added elements, so we have people that transport the boats. We now have races at different yacht clubs where the families can actually get on a race boat and they race in the race. Bayview did one, the J120, 2 weeks ago. Detroit Yacht Club is doing one on August 5th, part of the Venetian Festival. And then the Port Huron Yacht Club is doing one at Labor Day. And the really nice thing about it is the whole family does it. Because if you have a child with autism on the autism spectrum, sometimes their siblings are kind of left, you know what I mean, you have to put so much effort into that. Mm-hmm. So having the brothers and sisters on the boat, and these captains and the skippers are just great. You know, they just are treating them very well. And last, the J120, one of our sailors, Jack, his dad was there with him, and he was not quite sure he wanted to go on, and they convinced him he went on the boat. And halfway through, they got a shot of him, and he's going, "This is the best day of my life," you know. It was so cool, and that's what I think is good. It takes the sport of sailing and the sailing community and the yacht club community. It really connects them to these families that are dealing with some of the challenges of having a child affected by autism.
You know, and sailing on a boat, and I don't care what job they give you on the boat, it's not easy work.
Right.
So this makes it all the more impressive, because sometimes we get around people who have physical or mental disabilities, and we want to treat them like they're eggs, that we have to be gentle with them or they'll crack. And this kind of proves that, hey, they're just people with maybe a little extra challenge, but if you just treat them like people, they can do things.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it's doing it for the first time, having the experience, and then learning once they know something. That's one evolution has been involved a number of years, and one of the skippers, Bob, was one of our sailors, and Nick said he steers the boat better than anybody, because he just, you know, once he knew how to do it, he can do it. He says our other guys are all over the, he just zaps it, you know. Bob, they're great. So I think that's the type of thing, like you said, it's maybe it takes them a while to really catch on, and sometimes socially they're challenged, but they're very, many times, very intelligent, and once they learn something, they're going to do it very well. They're great with computers, many of them, and it's autism spectrum it's some are higher functioning, some are lower functioning, so not everyone is going to be able to sail a boat or whatever, but I think all of them have strengths, and if they have the opportunity to demonstrate those strengths, it really helps them, and it helps their family tremendously.
You guys are tied in with the Pro Team Challenge.
Yeah.
The folks from the Detroit Sports Broadcasters Association, they've changed their name
Detroit,
now.
Detroit Sports Media.
Yeah, Detroit Sports Media.
Including now all media.
And they, of course, pick four boats out that represent the Tigers, the Lions, the Pistons, and the Red Wings. And they've had you guys involved in that the last couple of years, too.
Yeah, this is our fourth year, and it really worked out really well, because when they do the press conference, I've been there, we have the kids down there, and you know, the different Rick Mahorns down there for the Pistons and Dan Petrie for the Tigers and all that, and they helped them draw the boats. This year, the Tiger boat is Sunshine, and Trey is the and Pendragon is the Pistons boat. Vate.
Yeah, you know, I say it different every time. Sometimes I say Vate, sometimes I say Vites. Yeah,
whatever it is.
Or I just say Wayne Jer's boat.
And Jack. And actually, Jack did the J120. He's the one that said, this is the best day of my life. So he was here yesterday with them. And then Scout is the Lions boat, and Connor is with them. So they get to go to the facility. The team facility, they take them on a tour, they give them their shirts, they give the boat a big banner that they fly out here, and at the Tigers every year, because they're the only ones playing, they actually have them come. So Trey was down there at a game, and you know, and that type of experience for these families, it's really great. I mean, if you see them and you see the way they respond, you just feel really good about it.
I know the title sponsor for the race is Bell's Beer, and I know Larry Bell is really into this program. I know he donates financially, and I know he gets involved in other ways.
Yeah, that is, and that really helped us. We became an official event of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race, and it's been great. They have little, I don't know, some facilities have these little sales, and if you make a donation, put the sale up, that money all goes. And all the money that's raised, every penny goes to the Judson Center Autism Connections Program, and that's a program that really supports these families, and you know, it's a really good program, so any money raised goes there. Northgate Ford Lincoln is another sponsor, and the Times Herald have been great, and you guys are great also. I mean, it's just a neat program, and if you ever have a chance to meet some of these families, you really feel good about it.
How'd you get involved yourself, Tom, and how long have you been involved?
Well, it was an interesting. I have a family connection, and I was with the March of Dimes for 30-some years, and I decided, I had a friend who was Autism Speaks. He was a president, so he recruited me to become the regional director, and I said, I'm not traveling anymore, so I did that for 3 years, but it really made me understand the challenges of the families and realizing that one of the biggest problems or one of the biggest needs they have is awareness, and get other people to recognize some of the challenges the families face. I mean, I have a good friend, Stefan. He and his son did the race, and he said there were times when he has two other siblings. They wouldn't go anywhere because his son would sometimes act up and everything, and you wish that they would. You know, people would understand, you know, that's a phase they go through. Mm-hmm. But they really have to get them out and experience things in public. So they have to, and so Stefan finally said, you know what, this is my son, I don't care. They don't care. So I think the more that people actually see, so that kind of was where I really got motivated this. So when I live here, you know, I thought there's got to be a way, this great race, how do we figure a way of connecting these families and this whole mission around autism with the race? And that's been pretty much it. And the acceptance from these sailors, I mean, Jeff Breeden, who was with Scout, you know, he's one of them. And you just like it. It's just great to see that once they meet some of these families, they really kind of embrace the whole issue of helping support autism programs.
Great stuff. Set sail for autism, just one of the, maybe the coolest thing about the Mackinac race.
Yeah. Well, to me, you know, I'm sure that, but I think what it is it's just an enhancement. And what I think it does for race is that it shows people that aren't necessarily into sailing that there are other things that happen positively as a result of the race. And I think that's always a good thing. And the city of Port Huron, it's core here. You know what I mean? That people come up from all over to this race and that connect with the Set Sail for Autism and something that's happening here in Port Huron.
And the kids get to the island. They get to see Mackinac Island. There's all kinds of good stuff that comes out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you get to have Bell's Beer once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. Well, maybe for mom and dad.
For us, I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thank you, Tom, for coming by. It was very interesting, and good luck with the program. I hope Set Sail for Autism continues on for as long as we've got Mackinac races.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll see you up there.
I will be up there.
You got it.
At the Grand Hotel, so stop on by.
Yep, take care. Thanks so much.
There's Tom Reipel, filling in for Dan Collins, and he did a great job. We'll have to tell Dan that when we see him. And we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back for more Dockside. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show this afternoon on AM 1380 WPHM.
Whether you're looking for a safer, easy-to-maintain walk-in tub or shower or a whole new updated and complete renovation, you need to call Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodelers. You could have a beautiful tub or walk-in shower and save more than 50% over traditional remodeling. They offer hundreds of combinations of colors, patterns, and accessories, featuring Microban technology, which prevents mold, mildew, and bacteria, and makes this the easiest, safest bath you'll ever have. They've installed hundreds of tubs and shower conversions across the Blue Water area, saving homeowners thousands of dollars in the process. And now they want to do it for you. Call 810-385-1700 today for a free in-home consultation with no cost or obligation to you. Or visit the showroom at 1222 Water Street, Port Huron. Imagine a new shower or bathtub that's safer and easy to keep clean. Luxury Bath and Mobility Remodelers is a proud member of the Golden Contractors.
Joann Wine and Associates, our reputation speaks for itself. You'll find the home you've been looking for with a personal touch and so much more. Joann Wine and Associates, we take care of you. Our service makes the difference for sure. Joann Wine and Associates, our reputation speaks for itself.
Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Joann Wine and Associates. Welcome to summer 2018. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please contact Joann Wine and Associates to discuss your housing needs. We offer full-time, experienced, and caring service to ensure that you have the best housing transition experience possible. There's only one St. Clair County in the Blue Water area, and there's only one of you, which is why our motto is unique homes for unique people like you. Please find us at joannwine.com or 810-985-5080. Thank you.
WPHM. Coverage of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race continues with Dennis Stuckey on WPHM.
You know, that's something that I cannot do. True story, I cannot whistle. So that's pretty impressive to me. For those that can't, we enjoy people who can. We're sitting dockside here. We're in the Quay Street parking lot right next to the Zeeb. And just down from the Military Street Bridge, right on the main drag, all sorts of great stuff going on. The taste of Port Huron with the various food vendors out there. And, of course, that's what I did last night. I went with my wife, Katie, and she likes the street tacos, so she went over to the Tio's booth. I like seafood, so I got myself a crab cake sandwich, and it was pretty good. We enjoyed it. And then, of course, our sister station, Q Country 107, put on a concert last night. Craig Morgan was here, and Katie went to that. I got to work, so I went home a little early last night. And now tonight, Phil Vassar is in town, and that'll be getting going right around 7:30-ish this evening. And that one's right next to the bus terminal in the South McMorrin parking lot. They've got the stage set up there, and there are general admission tickets that they're selling right on the site. So if you don't have plans for this evening and you're going to be down here anyways, you might as well come on down and check out the concert with Phil Vassar. In the meantime, you can swing by again right out here in the parking lot, right in the wide open. So swing on by. We do have some stuff that we are giving away. And you can come down and check out the boats, which, of course, at this time, this is kind of a cool time to check them out because, number one, you can get up close to them. And number two, they all sail their burgees. And if you're not familiar with the sailing term, the burgee is what you get for placing in a race. So if you place in first place, second place, or third place in a regatta, they give you a burgee signifying which place that you finished in, and you can tell the more successful boats by the number of burgees. Some boats don't have enough room to fly them all. And, of course, the bigger boats are right down by the Military Street Bridge here, just behind the Zeeb, and on the other side next to the bank. You can check out all the big boys. And those will be the boats that get to the island first. They'll leave last tomorrow morning. They'll be the last start at 1:50 in the afternoon, but they'll be the first boats to get there. In general, the way the race has been going, we've been getting boats in pretty good numbers to the island by Sunday, some as early as noon. I don't know that it's going to be that quick this year, at least to start, because what they're talking about for tomorrow is maybe light air. But that doesn't necessarily mean that all the boats will struggle, because some boats actually go better in light air than they do in heavier winds. But what we hope for usually is winds out of the south for the start, and then you see the spinnaker sail come up, and that's usually the bright, colorful sail that they'll fly at the front of the boat. That usually is not only a spectacular start, because they get pretty creative with some of the designs on those spinnakers, so it's very colorful, but also it's the boats move much faster in those conditions. But we'll see what we get. Just because, too, it's a slow start on Saturday doesn't necessarily mean that it will be a slow race. The conditions are constantly changing, and, of course, you've got boats going up the shore. You've got boats taking the Cove Island and going across the lake, so the conditions are constantly changing. And for boats that are doing the Cove Island course, another little snag, you want to be behind or beyond the mark and beyond Thunder Bay by 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, because apparently the military is going to be doing some testing, and they're actually going to be dropping bombs into the water. Now, I don't think they're real bombs, but they're going to be dropping bombs into the lake in an area where the fleet will be sailing through. But hopefully by that point, all the boats will be beyond that area and making their way into Mackinac Island. So just an oddity that you wouldn't normally see in a Mackinac race, because I can't ever recall something like that, where they're warning the sailors that at 2 o'clock on Monday, the military is going to be dropping bombs on you. So make sure you're not in that area, or if you are, you're alert to what's going on. All right, we're hanging out here until 6 o'clock. Coming up later this hour, we will talk to Anthony Marchaletta. He is from Bell's Beer, and Anthony is involved in the Oasis Beer Tent that's just down the way from us, a little further down near the Harbor Master's office is where that is set up, and it is a very popular area for reasons that you don't need me to tell you. But Anthony will join us a little later on here in hour number one of the show. And again, we're going until 6 o'clock this evening here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Dockside. It's Dennis Stuckey Show here on AM 1380 WPHM.